Last week we started the Mishnah and Yud Gimel and Aleph again for the second time. Maybe we'll start again for the third time. Maybe we'll get somewhere.
Okay.
Again, the Mishnah makes a contrast between the Reisha and the Seifa. In the Reisha it says if a man appoints a shliach to give a get to his wife, or to give a shtar shichur to his eved k'nayni, or for that matter to give a shtar to anybody. You had the Gemara before that the halacha ain't get lahamise is a universal din that applies to all shtaris. It's not a unique halacha that applies only to getish. So even if a man appointed a shliach nechayim to deliver the get, or to deliver the shtar shichur, to deliver the shtar mamon, and he died before the shliach had a chance to deliver it, is ois shlichus? The shlichus is bottled the minute the mishaleach dies, and there's nothing you can do about it. Lo yitnu lahamisa. It's not shach to give the shtar lahamisa. However, if he says tnu mana liish plani ameis, I say give $100 to somebody, and I die before they give the money. So then the Mishnah says yitnu lahamisa. So the Gemara wants to know why should that be so? So there were two pshatim in the Gemara. What's the sefer? Why is the din in the sefer that yitnu lachamisa, that he do give the money, but the kinyan wasn't made yet? I didn't tell him zay zeicha. If I give him the money, I say pick up the money, be zeicha for Pliny. So zachen abishlay b'fanam. So the kinyan was made already. But we're talking over here. He didn't. I say tenu mana l'Pliny, deliver the money to Pliny, and I didn't say zechei. So for what reason do we say that Pliny is kainah? And. Well, it doesn't say that I owed it to him. That's the shot. It doesn't say that I had already owed him the money. So the Gemara has two interpretations, whether the Mishnah is talking about a Shchid Meirah, or the Mishnah is talking about a Bori. If the Mishnah is talking about a Shchid Meirah means not a Goisis. A Goisis means a person who is already holding by dying and the process of death has already begun. That's how the Rambam defines in the Pirush HaMishnayos. A goisis is a different thing. There's even a machlekes in Rishonim Taka in the end of Gittin where the goisis is considered a bardas or not. The Tosefta says a goisis, the Mishnah says, ha goisis kechai l'chol dvarav. Let's say you visit a goisis and then you leave the room, so you're not tomei. As long as he didn't die yet, he's still alive. A goisis kechai, even though gesisa means the beginning of the process of the death process has already set in. The death process has already begun. But still a goisis kechai, but just because he's a chai doesn't mean that he's a bardas. So let's say a goisis gives instructions to nu get li ishti. He has no children and he does want his wife to be a zkuka li'ovim. He wants to give a get to save her from needing chalitza. So Tosis has a machlekes later on. Maybe I should say, not that a goisis kemeis, there is no such thing goisis kemeis. Maybe a goisis is nishken bardas. We're talking that he knows what he's talking about, he's klar, but maybe al-pidin we should say, since he's holding, he already has one leg out, he's already half dead, the process of death has already set in, has already begun, so maybe al-pi alocha we should declare that a goisis is considered a lav bardas. Okay, along the lines, okay, something like that. So Tosis has a machlekes about this, later at the end of Gittin. Maybe I should say that a goisis is considered a lav bardas. Yeah. But Tosis quotes a Tosefta where it says beferish that a goisis can take a neder. He's about to die, so he says he pledges to give $1,000 to tzedakah and then he dies. So the din is that the yorshim have to give the money. So don't you see beferish that a goisis is a bardas? The Tosis says that's not necessarily a raya. No, that's not necessarily a right. Tosis says because the das, the degree of das, the must das that's necessary for nedarim, is not the same degree of das that's necessary for gittin kedushin and mekach hamemkar. You have a din l'mashal mufla samach liyish. A child the year before bar mitzvah, the last year before bas mitzvah, the year before bar mitzvah, so he's still a la bar das. A cheresh out to the kotna is a la bar das. A kotna ktana the day before the bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah is a la bar das. But the year before the bar mitzvah, then he get to Nedorim, then he get to Naziris, all haproshes, trumas and maises, haproshes chalo. So then you say, amufla samach liyish, the year before bar mitzvah, he's sufficient by das for the purpose of the nyoni haflo. Haflo means all the things that are chalo amira, like Nedorim and Naziris and so on. So Tosis says, the Tosefta that says that a brais in maseches moches, the brais that says that a geisis is noder umarich, probably a Mishnah in Erchon also, the first paragraph in Erchon. But a goisis is no der umarich. He can take a neder to give so much money and it's binding. But Tosfos says that doesn't necessarily prove conclusively 100% that a Goyis is considered a Bardas, even when you get to Get, even when you get to Mekkah Chememka and other things. So that's a Machlokes, what's the din of a Goyis? But we're not talking a Goyis. We're not talking that Machlokes. Goyis are Shchid Meira. Shchid Meira just means a man is sick and he's laying in bed. If he has an earache, he has a bellyache, and he's walking around, that's not a Shchid Meira. But if he's so sick that he has to be Mutal Mishkov, he's laying in bed. That's called the Rambam in Hilchos Shchiya Matana quotes the Loshon from the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, where the Gemara says the Loshon that they used to write in Aramaic in the text of a Shtar Shchid Meira, that a man is giving over Matanis to other people, so they used to write the Loshon, the Edom would write Katkotze V'Rami Barse, when the man was sick and laying in bed, he instructed us that he wants so much money to go to so-and-so, and then if he dies, mitocholyo, he never gets better, he dies, so then that's the takana de rabbana, that divrei shchei mera kiksuvim mechim surin dorim. That's a takana de rabbana, it's not a din derais. Divrei shchei mera is takana de rabbana. So the Gemara has one shot in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about a shchei mera. Rapapa omer, here, the second wide line. Rapapa learns pshat in the Mishnah, that is talking about a Shchid Meira, and that's why the Kenyan, that's why if I say, Tanu mana l'Ploini, a mace, that's why you have to give the money, even though the Kenyan wasn't made, so how is Ploini kind of the money? No Kenyan was made. What, the Shliach is going to give it after I die? The Shliach is his bottle after the Mashalech dies. So the answer is no, you don't even need Kenyan. I'm a Shchid Meira when I say, Tanu mana l'Ploini, and Diva Shchid Meira kiksuv v'mechim surandam. That's one shot in the Mishnah. And the other pshat of the Mishnah is no. The Mishnah is talking about Bari, that the man has said Tnu Mana L'Ploini is not sick at all. Or he's, even if he is sick, he's not laying in bed. So the takana of the Rabbanon Devei Shchid Meira doesn't apply. So how is Ploini kaina the money? So the Gemara says Andu takana Maimat Shloshtan. That's Rab's din. Rab says that there's such a takana of the Rabbanon that Maimat Shloshtan. That if you owe me money, or you have a pikotna of mine, or you owe me money, and I want to give over this pikadon or the chov to a third party, and all three of us are here present of asachas in Maimon Shloshtan, so I say, Tanu Mana L'Ploini, so it's kind of in Maimon Shloshtan. So these are the two ways to learn the Mishnah. If the Mishnah is, either the Mishnah is talking about a Shchid Meira and the Takana de Rabbanon of Divrei Shchid Meira Kiksuv V'Mechim Surin Dami applies, that's Mishnayis and Bava Basra. That everybody knows is the din of Divrei Shchid Meira Kiksuv V'Mechim Surin Dami. That's not a Machlokes. That's Mishnayis. Or Rab came up with a new din, attack. It doesn't say anywhere Mishnayis. Rab came up with a din of Maimon Shloshtan that goes by Bori. So that's the alternate pshat in the Mishnah. Those are the two pshat. So we spoke last week. Tosfos is bothered with a kasha. Why don't you say simple? Mitzvah l'kam divrei ames. What's so complicated? Why has to go ahin and aher, abzapshat and azapshat? Isn't there a Gemara like that? The Gemara in Ksubis and other places. Mitzvah l'kam divrei ames. But Tosfos says, not true. Tosfos says, first, I says, well, it's a machlokes satanoi. It's true, machlokes, but that's how we paskin. It is a machlokes, yeah, but we paskin mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. So you say a machlokes does not. So Tosfos says, well, finally, Tosfos says, mitzvah, that's what we spoke about last week. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames only applies in dinim mamonis when the money was hushlash mitchila l'kah. If I take $50,000 and I give you the money and I say, in the event that I should die, I want you to give this money to my children. I want you to give it to Pliny. My children are going to get it anyway. I want you to give it to someone, not my children. I want you to give it to somebody else. So then you say, mitzvah l'kam divrei ames, because I handed over the money. I gave you over the money in trust for Pliny, specifically for that purpose. But if you're my investor, I give you $50,000, you should invest the money in the stocks for me. You take care of my business. And then I say to you, and also, by the way, in the event that I die, give it to Pliny. Don't let my yorshim take it. Give it to Pliny. But then it wasn't, that's not why I gave you the money. The main reason why I gave you the money, I planned to be around for a long time. I gave you the money, you should invest it for me. And then I said as a footnote, and by the way, P.S., and by the way, after I die, you should give it to Pliny. So that's not Hushlash Matchila Lakach. So Tosfos says, in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, that's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch.
Depends which comes first.
Only Hushlash and
only if Hushlash Matchila Lakach. Right, right. If that was the sole purpose of giving it over.
He disowns himself.
In other words, is that person
zeicher
for him?
Not really zeicher. Not really zeicher. No, he gave it over in trust. If I back out, if I change my mind, I can change my mind. Nobody was zeicher yet. But mitzvah l'kam divrei ames only applies if I gave it over specifically.
It's irrevocable.
So in our Mishnah,
It is revocable.
What do you call it? Revocable trust.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's at the very Hamas. It will be, somebody alive, and the money would be hushlash, and he would say this money belongs to XYZ. If a certain condition is met, it's exactly the same thing. It has nothing to do with the fact that he died.
I mean, if I'm still alive.
Yeah.
I'm still alive and I give you $100,000 and I say, if it snows, give the money to him.
Yeah.
So then it snows, and then I say, I change my mind, don't give the money to him. So I can back out. I can back out.
Yeah.
If you gave it over to him, then it's too late, I can't back out. But I can always back out until you give it over. So here, let's say I give you $100,000 and I say, in the event that I die,
give it to him.
Give it to Pliny, not to
you. Change your mind anymore. You cannot change your mind.
But once I die, said Binach Nishkin Bailim, so it's not mine anymore.
No, but I mean to say, it has nothing to do. The general concept is that because he died, there is an obligation, a moral obligation.
It's not the same. It's not a moral obligation. Did your mom? It's not moral. No, it's not the same. If I give you $100,000 and I say, if it snows, whatever, if they have this annual dinner, you give it to the yeshiva, or you give it to Pliny. So that's like das makne. So I can always back out until you give it. But if I cause mine, I don't back out, you assume that I still have the das.
The nice,
when you gave it, obviously he's kaina. That's a regular kinyan. But if I give instructions, I give you the money, and I say, if I die, give it to Pliny. The minute that I die, it doesn't belong to me anymore. It belongs to my yorshim.
So
how are you a balabas to give it to Pliny?
No.
So that's a special that's a special din. It's probably a din d'rabbanan. That's not a din d'raisa. It's a kam d'ramei. Special din
d'rabbanan. There's no vacuum. The moment you die, the person dies, it goes over. There's no vacuum. There's no hefker in between.
It's born keichot.
The moment I die, you give it to Toto. So therefore, automatically, there was no time anymore. There's like hefker. Who does it belong to? It went dreamt with the death. There was no empty place.
It's like born keichot.
I don't think that's correct. I don't know. Mitzvah l'kam di rames, nochamal. I give you $100,000 and I say, when I die, give it to Pliny. So then when I die, automatically goes to Pliny.
The fact of the death made it transferable to Pliny.
I don't think so.
Why
I don't think
so.
By the other din, by Midirash Shtimera goes automatically. Midirash Shtimera, that's a different thing. I am a Shtimera now. Say, right now I'm healthy, so there's no Divrei Shchimera on me now. I'm walking around, I'm not sick in bed.
But you're not, the one you died, you cannot control it anymore, so therefore the death is the control, so automatically.
I don't think it happens automatically.
But then you didn't need Divrei Shchimera according to what you were saying.
Shchimera is like that. That's Shchimera. When a person is sick in bed and he says, give $100 to Pliny, so calls man that he's alive, Pliny is not Koina. And if he's Omad, if he walks out of the bed and he gets better, even though later on he gets sick again and he dies a week later, so the old Kenyan is Batla Mavutla. But if he never gets better from the sickness and he dies, then it's a Takanad Rabbanon that I treat Divrei Shchimera Ki Yirushish of your Rabbanon. That's how the Gemara says, Ki Yirushish of your Rabbanon. So instead of going to my children, it goes to the other party. This is the Rabbanon. First the Gemara had a half a meaning of Bavasa that it's a Din Deraisa. The Gemara thought a Pasik, and then the Gemara said, no, the Pasik is only an Asmachta. And it's only with the Rabbanim. So the din of Divrei Shchimera Kiksuvim V'chim Surin Dami means that the other one, Vet HaYirish. Instead of my children being the Yirish, since I said it when I was about to die, I was a Shchimera Nishkin Goyses, I'm a Shchimera. They made a Takana the Rabbanim that Divrei Shchimera is Nikne. So the Gemara says, Ki Yirush Yishav Yirabbanim, that it's only Lach HaMisa. The minute that I die, it belongs to Pliny.
The second one has to do with the timing. I give it to Moshe. But don't give it to him unless I die. So it's not a question of property. It's only the question of timing when you give it to him.
But if I'm not a Shchimera, it has no condition
of living or death. It's merely 12 o'clock, let's say my death is like the timing. When do you give it to him? After I die.
Well, then it's not
the fact that they made the din by Shchimera shows that
they're not the same.
Divrei Shchimera, if a person says while he's a Shchimera, give $100 to Pliny, so the Gemara calls that Ki Yirush Yishav Yirabbanan. That's like Yirush. Yeah. So instead of I have the children, my own children, on this money, then on the other money that I have there, the Yerushim, on this money, Pliny is the Yerush. Yeah. And the Gemara says it's Lach HaMisa, just like Yerusha is Koina Lach HaMisa. So automatically, this goes Medir Rabbanon, and they become the Mekabal Matan becomes the Yerush. But by Mitzvah, the Kamdi Rames Nishken Shri Mira. And I gave you the $100,000 now, and I said, in the event that I die, give it to Pliny. So when I die, it doesn't yet belong to Pliny. You have the obligation, Midirabana, to give it to Pliny. The minute you give it to him, then he's kainin. But in between, Taki is not kainin. In between, it belongs to the Yoshin.
What's the gather of it?
So the Yoshin could stop it then?
The Yoshin cannot stop it. That's a takana
Midirabana. They can stop it.
That's the Hefke Bez and Hefke. They can't argue. No, that's the Hefke Bez and Hefke, that despite the fact that it belongs to them, and they should be the Balabatim to Zog Nadeya. So that's a takana Midirabana. That's not.
Normally it would, but
It should belong to the Yoshin. They should be the Balabatim to stop it. So that's Takana Hefke Bez Nefke. They said no, that the mitzvah the Kandi Rames, if I gave it over Mechayim, I'm asked to give to someone else Lahamisa. So if and when they give Lahamisa, then the Mekabel Matana will be kind. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells a story. Here Tosfos on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and Dibra Maskha V'Holei Moshach. You see towards the end of the Tosfos, 5-6 lines before the end, it says Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph in parentheses. Then on Amud Beis also, they're also quoting from that Gemara. And Bava Basra Kuf Mem Tes. Where's on? Yeah, here the taste is Gufa Amarav. Gufa, they also have Bava Basra Kuf Mem Tes. Yes. Let me just tell over this story there. I think we mentioned a little bit. The Gemara has a story about Isa Giyaira. Yeah. There was a Goy who converted. A Goy had attacked a Jewish girl. A Goy is Ma'amis, a Jewish girl. She became pregnant from him. And then the Goy decided to become Jewish. So he became Jewish later on. And then a boy was born, a Yehuda, an Amayra. His father was a Goy and his mother was a nice Jewish girl. So this Goy who converted later, Alpidin, is not related to the
He's
related to his wife. He married her, married later. He's related to the wife, but the din is that the wife doesn't yarshin the husband, even if there's no other Yerush in the whole wide world. The only person that the ger is related to, he's not related to any goyim from before, kikotin shadal adami. He doesn't have any Jewish people who were born afterwards to him, so he has no Jewish relatives. The only Jewish relative he has in the world is the wife. The wife does nyarish and the husband, even if she's the only person left in the whole wide world. Unless she happens to be a blood relative also. Unless she's a cousin or something. But if she's only the wife... Those are the halachas that you're all the only Yerush only goes Yerush only goes to Mishpachosim Leveis Avosim. The pasuk says that Yerush only goes to Mishpacha, and Mishpacha means Mishpacha Sav. So the wife doesn't get. It's a Chiddush HaPasuk that the husband Yarshins the wife. That's really an irregular din also, Tosfos points out in Bava Basra. Because just like the wife doesn't Yarshin the husband because it's not a kurva of Mishpacha, Mishpacha Sav, it's only married, so the husband shouldn't Yarshin the wife either. So that's a special din. There's a Machleikus Satanai, whether Habal Yerush Esishtoi, is a din deraisa or a din derabona. Yeah, Karakamatal from all the same. So that's a Machleikus Satanai and a Machleikus deramam and deravid, whether Habal Yerush Esishtoi is a din deraisa, din derabona, whatever, there's a din like that, but it's clearly, even if it's a din deraisa, it's an irregular din of Yerusha because it doesn't conform to the din of Mishpacha. It's not a Mishpacha, it's a separate din. So Bikitza, the Gemara has such a story. This Isa Giyara was on his deathbed. This Isa Giyara had given Rav a sack full of $1 million worth of money. A sack full of money. And he was about to die, and he loved his son, his biological son, who Alpidin he's not related to. Because the wife became the girl, the Jewish girl became pregnant with the before the father converted. He was a goy, so he's not related to the son. So he wanted all the money should go to the son, and Rava was the shomer on the money for some reason or another. Rava wanted the money to go to the yeshiva. He didn't want the money to go to the son. So he said, Isa Giyura sends a message to Rava, could he please come and visit him? So he was afraid to go visit him because he knew he's going to make a maimon shloshta. He knew he's going to make a mamish losh and he's going to have the son there. And Rav is going to be there and he's going to say, the $1 million that you have should now go to my biological son. So Rav didn't want. So Rav said, if he calls me, I'm not going to go because I know what he has up his sleeve. So Taisa says, what's this? Why didn't he could go? Taisa says, on Amadei, so what's so bad? Let him go. And if Isa Giyari says, the $1 million that you're holding on to, I want to give to my son, say no. Say no, you don't want to. So Rabbi Natan wants the proof in that Gemara that my Mishloshtin even works, Bal Kocha Shalah Nifkat. Even if the middleman is holding on to the money, doesn't agree to transfer over the debt to the other one, still the third party is kind of. Unless you ding zach and say that Rava meant to say like this, if I go in person, it'll be so embarrassing. He'll pressure me into agreeing. How can I have a chutzpah? How can I have the Aziz Panim to say that I don't want
it? It's not because it's done. It could be with a stranger also.
Yeah. My Mishloshim doesn't.
You said this.
No. We said Udisa needs Zaydim. Udisa needs Zaydim. The Marshal said the reason why they made a takon of Maimish Loshton, because Maimish Loshton does not need Zaydim and Udisa does need Zaydim. Maimish Loshton does not need Zaydim. So the Gemara says over there, so Rava says, Rava's thinking out loud and he's talking to the Bnei HaYeshiva, plotting how he's going to get the money for the Yeshiva. So he says, the ger is going to die and the money is going to become half, and I'm going to be Zaycha for the Yeshiva and we won't have any fundraising problems. Sure. Well, we fixed forever. Be as I go. So he says, if he calls me, Zokter, if he calls me, I'm not going to go. So he won't be able to pull the stunt of a Maim Shloshna. So Tosis has the comment, how could he pull the Maim Shloshna? Zal Rav is Zokter Nein. Let him say, I don't want. So Tosis says, either Tzaraya, the Maim Shloshna works even by Korcha Shalah middleman, Shalah Nifkan, or maybe the Pshat is, he would pressure him, he would be embarrassed. Okay, so that's the suffix that Tosis has. That's the end of the Taisis Gufa. On Yud Gimel on Beis, the last few lines in Gufa. What do you see from that Gimel? Shite. Okay. So the two Pshat and Taisis. Then Rava says, what else can he possibly do? He'll make a Kenyan Chalipin. Kenyan Chalipin doesn't work on money. He has a sack full of money. Kenyan Chalipin doesn't work. Matbeya is not nicknamed by Chalipin, Igmar. So what else can he possibly do? How can he be Makna the money? There's no other way. So someone said to Rava, oh, let him be makne with mitzvah l'kaim. What about mitzvah l'kaim divrei ha'meis? The Gemara doesn't ask that. That's what Tosis asks. Why couldn't the segiyara just say, the father will say, the money that Rava has, I want that he should give it over to my biological son. So the Rabbein Tam already gave the answer. Rabbein Tam said, you only apply mitzvah l'kaim divrei ha'meis if he would have given the money milachatchila l'shem kach. But here Rava had the money from years before. The money was sitting by Rava from before. So now if Issa Giyar is going to send a message to Rava, the money that you have, I want you to give it to my biological son, is not going to help. It wasn't hushlish m'tchila l'kach. So that's how Tosis says. They're going to give another answer. Tosis on Yud Gimel Aleph, go get another answer that's important. And then the Gemara says, Gyor is mamish sick. He's holding by the end. He's mamish ashchibera. What about divrei shchibera? Kiksuvim mechim surin dami. So the Gemara says no. Divrei shchibera kiksuvim mechim surin dami is kirusha shav yor rabbanon. That the minute the shchibera dies, mechaim, it's not nikna. The minute the shchibera dies, it's considered as if he's the yorish. The rabban, as if the mekabel matan is the yorish, as opposed to the real relatives of the Yerushim. So the Gemara says, it only works by such a person who has Yerusha. Mandisei Yerusha, if I die, so the money goes to my Yerushim. So I say, I'm a Shechid Meras, I say, instead of when I die, my money should go to the Yerushim, I want to go to Pliny. So I made him into the Yerush. Every real Yerushim, I say, I don't want them, I want them to be the Yerushim. But if I'm a Ger Shemes, Vayna Yerushim, I'm going to die, nobody's going to get the Yerusha. So, Divrei Shechibera Ki Yerusha Shav Yerabon. Right, it's not the Ger, is not in the parish of Yerusha. So, Manda Isi B'Yerusha, Isi B'Matin Shechibera. Manda Laisi B'Yerusha, Laisi B'Matin Shechibera. Since Isi Ger is going to be a Ger Shemes, Vayna Yerushim, so he doesn't have any Yerushim at all, so it's not Shaykh that he should be able to transfer the money with the Din Medirabon of Divrei Shechibera.
If he gets in Yerusha, once he becomes a Ger, not a Ger Emes, if he becomes like a Yid, why shouldn't he have his Yerusha?
Yeah, but he has no relatives, a fact.
But he can make a friend, it's just like you can give it to the other guy.
That's what the Gemara says, you can make a friend, if you have Yerushim, Minatayru who's supposed to get, so you have a koyach to be moirish.
So a ger can never make a yerush.
No, unless he has children. If the ger has children after he converts, he has children, then if he wants to give it to someone else, because he has the koyach to give to the children. But this one didn't have any children after. The only child that he had was this Reb Yudah, the Amora, who was born. It wasn't Hayrasa Shalai Bigdusha. The mother was always Jewish. Yeah. That's not called Hayrasa Shalai Bigdusha. Hayrasa Shalai Bigdusha, Hayrasa Bigdusha means if the Nachris became pregnant and then the Nachris converted. The mother was always Jewish. There was Hayrasa Vadasa Bigdusha, but the father was a guy. It was an Akam Habal Bas Yisrael. So that's how the Gemara says. So Rava says like this, Maim Shloshtin, I'm not going to go. So there's not going to be a Maim Shloshtin out of the question. Kinyan Chalipin doesn't work. Matbeah is not Nikna Chalipin. And then the Gemara says that what Diver Shchemira is out of the question because Kirusha Shav Yerabon. Manda Yisa Birusha Yisa Matan Shchemira. Whoever doesn't have Yerusha doesn't have Matan Shchemira. And then Taisa says Mitzvah Lakam Diver Amech doesn't apply. Wasn't Hushlish Menchil Lekach. So there's no. So Rava is chuckling. We have the money. It's all fixed. The Yeshiva is going to get the money. Then someone says in the Beis Medrash, yeah, but there's still an Eitzah. He's not a moron. He's a Gyeri. He can make a Hador's Baldin and Udisa. We were speaking last week about Udisa. This, the Ger, Isa Giyari, Isa the Ger, can make a Hador's Baldin. I admit, I make a statement now, I want you to know that the $1 million that I gave to Rav never belonged to me. It was always belonged to my son. It was never my money. So Rav said, you better not leak the secret. Don't tell Isa Gyeri. So the Gemara says someone went and they told Isa Gyeri, either someone from the Beis Medrash or someone else thought of this. Adahachi Bahachi, the Gemara says, not for good Isa Gyeri. They heard that Isa Gyeri made a Hadas Baldin. He had a good lawyer. So his lawyer told him, make a Hadas Baldin. That the money that they gave to Rabbi was never your money. So Rabbi was angry. They were mafsid the yeshiva all the money. They shouldn't have, whoever told him the Eitzah, shouldn't have told. That's the Gemara in Bava Bas. So in discussing that Gemara, the Rishonim have a machlekes. It's interesting. In the Tshuvas HaRidvo, Mosar HaKuk printed the Tshuvas HaRidvo they got from a manuscript from a Ksav Yad. So all the Tshuvas HaRidvo are written by the Ritvo, except for one siman. This siman where the Ritvo has a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Ra'o, the two Rabbein, about this topic of Manda Yisa Birusha Yisa B'mat Shchemira. What about the Gemara said again that what if you have a ger shemeis ve'ein lo yor, a ger a goy was nizgayer and he's a bacha, a single guy has no children, even if he has a wife he has no children, and if he's gonna, in the event that he dies, he has no one to transfer over the money to, all of his nechassim, the karka and the tatalim will all become hefker. So the Gemara said he cannot use the principle of divrei shchemira kiksuvim v'chim serundam to transfer his Yerusha to somebody else, because Divrei Shchemira is a din ki Yerusha shav Yerabbanan. It's a din Yerusha mid Rabbanan, and he's manda leisa b'Yerusha leisa matan Shchemira. So the shot is like this: what about me? I am I'm a bar Yerusha. I have three sons. When I die, my sons are going to get the Yerusha. I'm a bar Yerusha. So let's say I decide I want to give the money to Pliny the Ger. Pliny the Ger doesn't have a relative in the world.
So he's not a bar Yerusha.
He's not a bar Yerusha. The Nisan is a bar Yerusha. When I die, my children get. Neither children, other relatives, whatever.
He's not getting it in terms of
Yerusha,
he's getting it in
the Matana. But the Gemara says, and it's like Yerusha. So what's the Pshat Ki Yerusha? What does it mean?
One way
to
go both ways.
Does it go on the Nisan? If the Nisan is in the Parsha, if he has a koyach to be Moirish, the Nechassim, to his Yorshim, so then he can give it to a fremde person also. That's all. But the fremde person can even be a ger who doesn't have a relative in the world. Or do you say, no, the Varta is like this. Let's say I have three sons. So the din is, and none of my sons are the Bchor, because my oldest child is a daughter. So none of them are entitled to the Pishnan. So when I die, all of my $3 million is going to be divided into three units. Each son is going to get $1 million. Sure. Is one of them things of others. So each one gets $1 million. So the what happens if one of the children is a favorite? Not allowed to have favorite children, the Gemara says. Yankee Bavina made that mistake. He distinguished Bain Ben Abban, he's not allowed to, yeah. So the Gemara, so what happens if I have one favorite child and I want to give him the whole $3 million? So the Mishnah Bava Basra says you can do that. That's a tzavor. Right. It means within reason. If the first person is in line to get a Yerusha, he's in line to get $1 million out of the three. So I can say, I want him to get the whole $3 million. I want him to get $2.5 million, and the rest should be divided by the other two brothers. If he's in line to get, but if I say, let's say I have three sons and six daughters, so I say, I want the six daughters to get an equal share to the son. I want them to get half a share of the sons. So the daughters are not in line to get anything. So the Mishnah says, if you pick a bas, the Malkan Bonim, so it's a stranger. Let's say I have three sons, and I pick a stranger, and Gansen a totally different person. That's not a din of Yerusha. That's not a din of Tzavoy. That's a din of the Rabbanim. It's what came the Rameis of Hushlash. If I'm a Shchemira, it's a din of the Rabbanim. The Rish Shchemira kiksum and chimsundam. But it wouldn't be the din deraisa of a Tzavoy. So maybe that's the shot of the Rishonim raised. Maybe that's the pshat over here. Min HaTorah, if you have three sons in line for the Yerusha, and each one is going to get one third of the Yerusha. And then I say, I want to change it. The one who's aligned to get part, I want him to get all. So just like on the level of the Raisa, such it didn't exist. So the same over here. Let's say, I'm not related to you. Not so related. But Mistama, if we'll search into it, Mistama, we're 25th cousins. If we'll bump everybody else off, we'll shoot everybody dead, so then you'll get the Yerusha. So maybe that's the din of the Rabbanan. Divresh Chibirah ki Yerusha Shavir Rabbanan, Man Isi Birusha, Isi Birusha. If everybody else in between would be dead, you would Taka Yarshin me. Hi, everybody else is still alive. So Menatayre, I say I want to give it to you. That's not a din of Tzavah, because you're not in line to get the Yerusha. With the Rabbanan, as long as you would be in line, if other people would be, if we'll bump off all the people in between, so that's an extension of the din an extension of the din deraisa. It's I made it savoy, which works with the Rabbanan. The Yerusha Shav Yerabbanan. The Nafkemina would be, what if I want to give it to a Nachri? What if I want to give it to a Ger? Absolutely, the Ger has no relative at all. So some Rishonim say, Mandeisi Birusha Ismatana means if the Mekabel Matna Shchemira is a relative of mine, a 25th cousin, and everybody else in between would not be alive, so then he would get it. So if I single him out, let everybody live. Let everybody live. What do I have to bump everybody out?
Make him first.
So we make him first. But if he's never going to be in line, even if there's no one in the world, he's not going to get.
That's a beauty.
He's an institution. It's a dog hospital. That's what the Rishonim talk about. It's a dog hospital or something, or he's a ger, or he's a goy. So then he's never going to get. Even if there's nobody else in between, he's never going to get the Yerusha because absolutely not related. So some Rishonim say that the din doesn't apply. Another Rishonim say no. Man the Yisa Birusha Yis Matana goes on the Noisin. It all depends on the Noisin. So the Tosis by us quotes the Rabbi Natam also saying like that. The last 2.5 lines in the Tosis on Yud Gimel and Aleph. V'holoi Moshach. So they're commenting on that Gemara by Yisa Giyura. Rav is knocking off one by one. He says, if Yisa Giyura invites me to come, I'm not going to come. If he asks me to come, I'm not going to come because I know what he has up his sleeve. He's going to want to make a mitzvah in Shloshtan, and I don't want to give away the money. And to make a kinya chalipin, it's not going to work. And to make a divrei shchemira, it's also not going to work because mandaleisa birusha leisa matana. So Tosfos says, why doesn't he make a mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames? So one answer that Rabbi Natam gave was the Issa Gira can't make a mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. It's too late because Rava is already holding on to the money from a long time. It wasn't hushlosh mitchila l'kach. Then he says, v'oydoim Rabbi Natam. The last 2.5 lines, then the Tais is Baha. The Rabbi Natam suggests another pshat, the Begir lo yamina mitzvah l'kayim divri ames. By Yisa Giyore, you wouldn't apply that halacha mitzvah l'kayim. Why? Because the Gemara said in Baba Basa, the same reason the Gemara gave to explain why you don't say mitzvah, why you don't say divri shchimira ki ksuv l'chim surandam, because divri shchimira ki rusha shavyo rabbanan, mandalaysa birusha, laysa b'matan shchimira. So the Rabbi Natam wants to say the same is true regarding mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. That if the noisein, if the one who's about to die, he's not about to die, he has another 50 years to go. The one who wants to give away the money after he dies, if he's a ger, who's never going to have any yorshim, no one's going to yorshin him. So since he's leisei birusha, he's leisei b'mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. What's the connection? The other Gemara, Mandalese be Yerusha Lese be Matish Chemira, because the Gemara says, Matish Chemira, Yerusha Shav Yerabanan. That's a din. The minute that I die, it goes to the other person. But Mitzvah Lekam Divrameis doesn't go automatically. Yeah. That's what we're just looking for. It doesn't go automatically. When I die, it goes to the Yorshin, but because you're holding on to the money, you have an obligation to give it to plenty. Plenty will be kind of when he gets it. So why should I say, Mandalese be Yerusha Lese be Matana? So Rabbi Natan explains why. And he takes a stand on that machlok is the Rashbo and the Rava. So he says, V'yodam Rabbi Natam, the begir, by Yisa Giyur, when the noisen hamatana is a gear, lo yaminim mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Why do you call the Yisa Birusha? Then you say mitzvah l'kayim divarav. This is, he's paraphrasing the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara made a Lashon Manda Yisa Birusha, Yisa b'matana, has a din of matan shchimer, Manda Yisa Birusha, Leise b'matan shchimer, I said, Rabbi Natam paraphrases Manda Yisa Birusha, he said the mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. What's the biur hadavar? What's the biur? So he says, "Hoel b'lo pasuk kach miyosam mamin the mikocha yorshin." That's what he says. What I have, let's say the $3 million that I have. So when I die, do I have any shaykhis with the mamin after I die? See, if I have children, if I have relatives, I have a koyach. Even after I die, I have a koyach. It's going to go to my yorshim. That's considered my koyach. So since, but if I'm isa giyoyer, I'm a ger shemei, I'm a ger, I don't have a relative in the whole wide world. When I die, it becomes hefke. So even while I'm alive, if I'm a ger, even while I'm alive, I only, my bialis is only restricted and limited to kolzman that I'm alive. So I can never make any statements
after
or declarations or kinyonif alacham isis. Nishke matah shchemira and nishke mitzvah lekayim dirames. But if I'm, huh? Udisa is a different. Udisa means I make Udos Baldin that it never
belongs to me. Yes, never mind.
Because that's not Lachanisa. Yeah, yeah. That's Igloy Milsam Afri. I'm making a Hidor that it always belonged to my son from the beginning. Right, retroactive, right. That's a Chiddush that the Rabbi Natam says. A Chiddush. The Chiddush that he says. The other Rishonim hold, the other Rishonim in the Tshuva Saritva hold. It doesn't depend on whether the Nisen has a koyach on the moment lachamisa. That's not the vort. Well, it all depends on the Nisen. It doesn't depend on the mekabel. Other Rishonim say, if the mekabel matone and I are related, we're 25th cousins. So if all the people in between would not be, nobody would be alive. So then he'd be directly in line for the Yerusha. So with the Rabbanon, they said, I can be kaveh him now as the Yerush along the lines of the din deraisa. It's not at all. The din deraisa is only if he's in line now to get part of the Yerusha, I can give him all. If he's not in line to get anything, I can't give him anything. So the Rabbanon, they said, is if he would ever be in line to get anything, then I can give him everything now. That's a totally different shot. That's not the way the Rabbi Natan is running. Anyway, the Rabbi Natan is not sure. Very dumb Rabbi Natan. He gave the two explanations in the story of Issa Giyore why the Gemara didn't raise the possibility that Issa Giyore should give it to his son, his biological son, based on Mitzvah L'Kam D'Rames. In Shulchan Aruch they quote the first answer because it only Mitzvah L'Kam D'Rames only applies when it's Hushlash Mitchila L'Kach, when the money was given over L'Shem Kach. And if it wasn't given over L'Shem Kach, so the whole din doesn't apply.
Why couldn't he just demand the money back from Ozum? Was alive.
Did Rabbi give him?
Want to come?
Yeah, Rabbi stay. He didn't want
to demand the money back. He didn't have to come. He never responded. He probably did demand. He did demand the money back. He Rabbi never showed up.
Maybe he was afraid he'd learn in the meantime. Maybe Issa Giyore was afraid. No, that's not true. He had no Yerusha. Maybe he was afraid that by the time he gets the money back,
by the time Rabbi would come, he'll die already. Okay, Kenzai. Fine. So again, so let's review again. The Mishnah has a man is alive and he says, give $100 to Pliny. And I say, give $100 to Pliny. And I die before you give the $100 to Pliny. So it says the Mishnah doesn't matter. You have to give the $100 anyway. Stacha pela en king elahamisa. So the Gemara is going to have two pshatim. So before the Gemara gives the two pshatim are related to a comment that one of the Amorai made on the Mishnah, Rav. Right after the Mishnah, Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marto Mishmei de Rav, the Amoraim said in the name of Rav that this din in the Mishnah, that you give the money lachamisa, that's only on one condition. Who should tzivurin, the money is piled up and menochem mikaren zavis. I say,
designated.
See the $100 in this corner?
That's
I designate, right. This $100, give that to Pliny. But if I just say, give $100 to Pliny, and then I die, so then he says you don't give. Then you don't give the money, period. That's what Rav said. The only time the Mishnah says the halacha, that if I said give $100 to Pliny and I die, you give it. If I say give this $100, these $100 bills over here. But if I say give $100, then you don't give. So Gemara wants to know, why not? What's the reason for Rav? Rav is commenting on the Mishnah.
Like the money in that account, you give them. That's like
Pirburin.
We'll have to learn the Gemara. The two pshatim and the money in the account will depend.
Is that like a poitake?
No, nothing. The Gemara is going to have the two pshatim in the Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to know, but my asking on Rav is commenting on the Mishnah, what is the kinyan in the Mishnah based on? Is it a bata shchemira? Is it divya shchemira king simcha simcha? Or is it a maima shloshna? Which is it? So the Gemara says, but my asking, what are we talking over here in the Mishnah that Rav made such a comment? Eilema. If he should say the pshat in the Mishnah is bibari, that is a healthy man. So even if the money is sitting there, so how is the other one going to be kind? He should say, Ein kinya lachamisa. The Gemara didn't know yet that there's a din of Maim Shlosh. If the one who wants to give the gift is a healthy person, Nishkin Shchimira. So even if the money is Tzivurin, even if it's piled up in a Tzibur means a pile, Afilu tzivur and also my hobby. So what? V'holoi moshach. But the kinyan wasn't made. Mechaye ha-noisen. Elo muzmuzogin must be b'shchid meira. Must be that the noisen is laying in bed and he's sick and you're working with the kinyan b'shchid meira. So my year, you're tzivurin, ki ain't tzivurin nami. Even if the money is not piled up, why? Well, kaimalam, we know the halach is b'shchid meira kiksu v'mechim surin domu. B'shchid meira doesn't only work on metaltalim. It works on karka, it works on achoyv, it works on anything. So if I say, give him $100, he doesn't have to have in mind a specific $100, which is an object on metaltalim. Kiksuvi means, let's say... Let's say if I want to give karka.
Doesn't accomplish anything, because kiksuvin is not better than a shtar, and you can't give a shtar achamisa.
No. Let's say I'm a shtimera, and I want to give karka to Pliny. So then, even though we didn't give it a shtar, we treated it as if the shtar had been written and given over. Yeah. And the karka is nicknamed shtar. Or let's say it's metaltalim. Let's say it's metaltalim over here. I want to give it to Pliny. So I say, give this to Pliny. So that's kimisurin, as if the mesir had been done right away. Mm-hmm. What if I want to give a shtar chayv to Pliny? What if I have a shtar chayv that says someone owes me $100,000 and I want to give it to Pliny? If I'm going to die, he's going to go to my yoshim. I don't want this $100,000 to go to the yoshim. I want it to go to a friend of mine, to my next neighbor, whatever. So it's also, you say, if I would have given the shtar chayv to you with Siva Mesire, you would have been kind of said, Divre Shchemira kiksu v'michi mesirin domi. Whether I want to be makna to you karka, or I want to be makna to you metaltalim, or I want to be makna to you a milva b'shtar, whatever I want to be makna, by Divre Shchemira it's considered as if everything had been done. Kiksu v'michi mesirin domi. So that's where the Gemara quotes that Lashon over here. What are you going to say, Divrei Shchemira? Only works if it's Tzivur and the Menachem, the Keren Zavis. If the money is BM, it's a Metaltalim. No, it even works on a Shtar Chayiv. Yeah. It works on a Sum, on an amount. It doesn't have to be an object. It works on Karka, it works on Metaltalim, it works on Chayivis. So why shouldn't it work if I just say, give him $100 and I don't designate which $100? I'm saying give $100, an amount of money. Well, why shouldn't you say, Divrei Shchemira should create the His Chayivis? That's the Gemara's kasha. So what's pshat and rav? That rav restricts the din in the Mishnah only to tzivurim and menachim. So the Gemara has the two pshatim in the Mishnah. Omer Rav Zvitz. Rav Zvitz says liyoylam, the Mishnah is talking bebori. He's not a shchid mirah. Aif is a bori. Yeah, so the kinyan shouldn't work at all. The answer was, well, missing the din of rav. It doesn't appear anywhere in Mishnayis. So the Gemara ki deravuna marav. And the Mishnah is alluding to the din of Rav, even though it's never spelled out. Dam Rav, Unam Rav, Rav Gizok, Tadin, Manu Libiotcha. If you have the three people standing around, I say, look here, you have $100, a pikotna of mine, you have a sack of money, that's mine. Tanei lo leploni b'mayim shlosh dan kana. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking, mayim shlosh dan. I say, you have $100, you have a sack of money, that's mine, give it to Pliny. So even though I died before you have a chance to give it, Pliny was kind of based on the din of Maim Shloshtan, and that din of Maim Shloshtan only applies, Rav says, to Burin and Menachin, only if it's a Pikadon. But let's say you owe me money, I loaned you $1,000 and there is no object. So then Rav, the way Rav's vid is learning Pshat and Mishnah, Rav's din wouldn't work. Rav's din of Maim Shloshtan only works when it's a Pikadon, and it doesn't work when it's Halvor. That's the first, but we don't pass them like that. Lord's going to say on base, we pass that my Mishloshan even works when it's Alvor. I loaned you $1,000 and you spent the money a long time ago. You owe me back the $1,000 and I say, but my Mishloshan, instead of you owing me the $1,000, give it to Pliny. So that also works. So this Pshat of Rav Zvid is rejected. The Gemara is going to be Matre the Pshat. It's going to be Matre both Pshat. It's going to be Matre Rav. Rav says the din in the Mishnah only applies if the money is specified. Zibur and Menachem and Karen's office. If the money is specified, so Rav Zvid learns pshat in the Mishnah. Rav, we're talking about a bori, a healthy person, nishkem matan shchemira, and we're using mayim shloshtan, and mayim shloshtan only works by pikadon, and it doesn't work by a halvor. And Rav Papa disagrees. Rav Papa, I'm on the second wide line on the daf. Rav Papa disagrees with Rav Zvid, and he says wrong. The yoyla mishchemira. No, the Mishnah is talking shchemira. If it's chishchemira, sedap mizogim kiksuvim mechim surin domi, not only on siburin, if it's a metalfil and bien, even if it's an amount of money, I say give $100 to plain and then I die. So why shouldn't the chishchemira create the hischaivis moment? So he says, no, because we're concerned, chashino, and the Gemara says, ukiidach the Rav. And when Rav commented on the Mishnah that the din in the Mishnah only applies if the money is in the corner, specific money, That corresponds to the other statement that Rav said, Omar Rav, Rav said the following halacha, which we don't accept, Ledina. A man is about to die. And he says, if and when I die, give $100 from my property to Pliny. And then he dies. So if he said, if he says, give this $100, here's $100, don't give this $100, and no sin, then you give it after he dies. But if he says, monestam, he just says, give $100 to Pliny after I die, ain't no sin. Why? Rav says, because Chashina, we are concerned. Maybe he had in mind a specific $100 that's hidden somewhere, and we don't know where it is. We don't know which $100 it is. So therefore, if we're going to give, we're going to stamp, take out $100 from the bank account, that's Gneva. That's not what he meant. That's not the $100.
Isn't even worth the Shinarak is supposed to adhere to them?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Why are you counting his words? Why are you saying that there's $100?
We don't know. Rav claimed, we don't pass like Rav, but Rav claimed you have to be concerned. Maybe he meant a specific $100 somewhere, and we don't know where it is. So we're not allowed to take out $100 from his bank account and give it to the Pliner. He only wanted to give all the money in the bank account to his Yorshim and a specific $100 somewhere.
But then you're not following the edict of
that's
the
Shluchim.
We can't. There's a klal, Hamaytzim HaHaber Olav HaRayim. When you have a Suffolk Mammon, so the Muchzik holds on to it. So if I have the money and there's a Suffolk, if you have a right to take it from me, I'm the Muchzik. If I die and there's a Suffolk, if you have, who gets it? The Mekabel Matona, the Yorshim. So the Yorshim are considered Muchzik, even though they never had it. The Yorshim live in Australia and I live in New York. The Kabbalah Matana lives my next door neighbor. He's closer to the money than the Yorshim. The Halacha says that when the Meirish dies, the Yorshim are called Muchzak on all the money. And if there's a Suffolk, if the Kabbalah Matana is entitled, so you say, Amaytzmach Reel of Haraya, the Yorshim are called Muchzak. So here the Gemara says, Rav claims, we don't accept his opinion. Rav says, if the Shchimera makes a statement like this, Tnu Bona Leplein, it doesn't say Tnu Mona Zeh Leplein, it doesn't say give this $100 to Plein. Says give $100 to Pliny. We have to be concerned, Asafik. Maybe his intentions were on a specific $100, and we don't know which it is. And the Meila, we're not allowed to take any money away from the Yorsh. That's what Rav said. The Gemara says we don't pass like Rav. The last line, the Gemara is going to say.
Why
don't you
take
money cover?
Why
don't you
take a specific money? What's the difference
in cover? Okay. Maybe some hidden money. Maybe all the money that we're going to find is not what he had in mind. Maybe the Shchimera had in mind some hidden money that we'll never find.
There's a knipple there.
Yeah. Well, the Gemara has like this. Let's say the Gemara in the end of Beitza has an example. I have 5 nickels in my hand that are all mine, and you have a nickel falls in. Now I have 6 nickels, and I can't figure out which is yours and which are the 5 that are mine. So the Gemara says, "Will you say bottle bereif?" Gemara says, "No. It doesn't help bottle bereif. I have to give you back a nickel. But which nickel is yours?" It doesn't make a difference. I know for sure one nickel is yours. Here, if I die, and I said, Tnu, $100 goes to Pliny. So the Yorshim have the 6 nickels, and they know one of them belongs to Pliny. So they got to give one nickel to Pliny. So Rav says, no, Chashini Shemim Manakovim. Maybe it's a different nickel.
Yeah.
Maybe all the 6 nickels are there. He had in mind, go a different Manakovim that we never even discovered. We never unearthed this mana that he had in mind. That's what the Gemara means, because otherwise, if you just don't know which $100 bill he meant, so Marav Shach to give him $100, in fact.
What if he prefaces it by saying, I owe Ruben $100, give him $100.
That's an undermiser, that's what he says. If he said, that's another Gemara in the end of Bar Basra. That Azai, let's say a man has conversation, giving a shear, he has conversation, he says, when I die, I have the $3 million going to divide. He said, really means that I have $3 million. Let's say, we have a conversation. I said, "Oh, you give all your money. I didn't pay rent and I didn't pay the butcher. And I owe money to the grocery store in the corner. I'm crying." And then the grocer hears that I made a hotel baldin that I owe him money. So he brings me to the interior. He says, "You told your neighbor that you owe me $400 in grocery bills." So I say, "No, I just meant for Ein Harit. People like to cry poverty. So I just meant Shalala Hasbiya Satsma Yamartikin. I don't want people to think that I'm Saveya. Shalala Hasbiya Satsma." Or even if I'm about to die, people want to say, Shalola Hasbiya Azbanov. I don't want people to think that my children are rich. They are rich. I don't want them to know that how rich they are. So I cry poverty. I owe money to the landlord, and I owe money to the butcher, and I owe money to the baker. I owe everybody money. So the Gemara says, that's not a good Ahidua Azbaldin. If you say to me, hey, you owe me $500 for the butcher bill, where's the money? And I say, yeah, you're right, I owe you the money. Tomorrow I'll come and I'll pay. So if I make that statement in response to your tviya, then you can't say shlo hasbiya satzma. If you're asking for the money, if I just say if you didn't ask me for the money, unsolicited. An unsolicited hadas badin does mean anything except for a shchid meira, the Gemara says. The Gemara says if a man is about to die and he says, oh yeah, you owe $500 in back rent and this is vaita, shalala hasbiya zbanot. He doesn't want people to know how rich his children are. But if he says, I owe $500 to the landlord, make sure you pay the money. I'm going to die, make sure. He says, tenu, oma tenu. Then the Gemara says, no, snip. Then you give the money. That's what he said. But that's not what we're talking about. That's a Gemara Babas. We're not talking about such a case that he makes a Hadar's Baldin. Even if the man is about to die, makes a Hadar's Baldin. You also say, Shalala has been as Banafuaymer. But if he says, tenu, then no, snip. But we're not talking about such a case that he makes a Hadar's Baldin. You're saying, tenu, mana leplaini. Give him $100 a matana. So Rav, that's how the Gemara says. Rapapa, Omar, Machlegs Rav Zvid and Rapapa, what the Mishnah is talking. So Rav Zvid learns the Mishnah is talking about Maimah Shloshton. And he holds Maimah Shloshton only works by Pikadon and it doesn't work by Ahavor. Only if he's holding on to a Pikadon of mine. But if he owes me money, the whole Maimah Shloshton doesn't work. We don't pass it like that. We don't pass it like Rav Zvid. We pass that Maimah Shloshton works even by Ahavor, not only by Pikadon. And Rav Papa's Pshat, we don't pass like either. We don't pass like Rav. Rav says that the din in the Mishnah, Tnu money leish plony emes, yitnu laha misa, if I say give $100 to plony and I die before they give over the money. So the din is that you give it. So Rav qualifies the din in the Mishnah. He says it only applies if it's a money, tzibur, specified money, tzibur, and menachem karen zavis. But it's not specified, it doesn't work. So we don't pass like Rav. Because they're both explanations of Rav are not accepted. Neither explanation is accepted. La'alocha. So that's what the Gemara is going to go through. Rav Papa learns Pshat in the Mishnah, and Rav is talking about Shchimira. Hi, dear Shchimira, Kiksum and Chimsum. What does it make a difference whether the money is a bien or not? No, because Chashin and Shemamana Kovakoma. Maybe the Shchimira meant to give him $100 that we never on earth. If the Yerushim know for sure they got all the money and they know one of the $100 bills that they have belongs to the plane, so they got to give him $100. It does not that we can't identify which is which. But we're concerned maybe it's in Gansan a different $100 that we don't even know where it is. So Gdimar Behilchasa, however, the Psak Alocha, forget about it. We don't accept that. Likvur Eloi Chashinam. We do not task him. We're not Chashish Likvur. If the man says before he dies, give $100 to Pliny. He didn't mean a specific $100 that's hidden somewhere. He meant I want to obligate myself to give an amount of money, $100. So they have to give. You're not concerned. That's not even our latest Asafik. It maybe meant the specific $100 and you don't know where it is. Then now the Gemara explains why does each Amara not learn Pshat like the other one. The Gemara says, Rav Papa, my Tam Lama, Rav Zvid. Why does Rav Papa insist that it's a Shchid Merav? Why doesn't he learn Pshat like Rav Zvid? That it's a Maimah Shloshton? No, he holds that it's Rav Zvid is wrong. Kasav Rav Papa, because Rav Papa holds that the din of Rav, of Maimah Shloshton, that's called Rav's din. Because it doesn't appear anywhere in the Mishnayos. Kasava Rapapa holds Ki Omar Rav, when Rav made the formulation of the din of Maimah Shloshton, Loishan Milvan Loishan Bebikodna, it doesn't make a difference. So how can Rav comment on the Mishnah that this din, Tnu Mana Leplaini, Meis Yitna Laha Misa, is based on Maimah Shloshton and only works if there's a specified Pikodn Bien? But if it's an amount of money, it's not true. Maimah Shloshton works even if the middleman owes me an amount of money. Yeah. He owes me a chayv, not he has a bien. So that's where Rav Papa rejects Rav Zvid's pshat. So why does Rav Zvid reject Rav Papa? What's the weak pshat? What's the weak point in Rav Papa's pshat? Rav Zvid my time alone with Rav Papa. He holds that it's wrong. Why? Because Rav Papa learns that we're talking about divrei shchimira kiksuvim chimsur and dami. And if it's not zibur and menachem mikaren zavis, the chashina shem amana kovakama. Because maybe the shchimira had in zin a specific $100 bill that the Yerushim never even discovered. So the Yerushim don't even have any of the money that belongs to the plan. So he says, we don't hold like that. Rav Zvid holds l'kvur alay chashina, like the last line of Amud Aleph. He holds that it's not right. Rav Zvid my time l'amak Rav Papa, because l'am yisukmas is m'shchimira. You cannot say, so why not say that, but that's what Rav learns. Say that's what you're talking about. You're talking about a Shchid Meira, and that's where Rav holds that Maimah Shloshton only works again. The Divrei Shchid Meira, Divrei Shchid Meira. Why not say you are Chayshish Lamana Kovar? So the Gemara has a Hechrich that the Mishnah, Rav Zvid has a Hechrich that the Mishnah cannot be talking about Shchid Meira. Right. The Mishnah cannot be talking about a Shema. Halacha Maisa, how do we pass? Halacha Maisa, we just don't pass like Rav. Rav said the din in the Mishnah only applies if it's Tzibur and Menachem Mekaren Zavis. So we don't accept Rav's din. Fartik, that's the last line on Amun Aleph. Hilchaso, we don't pass like Rav. If the reason for the Mishnah is that it's based on Maim Shloshtan, so Maim Shloshtan works both by Pikot and by Milva. So that's why we don't accept Rav. And if the din in the Mishnah is based on Adiver Shchimira, so we pass on the Kvura Loich Hashinun. We just don't accept Rav's din. Perfect, that's the end of Rav. We don't accept Halacha Maisa, we don't accept Rav's din. So now the Gemara Namid Beis is giving Rav's din, my time, Alamakar Papa. Why doesn't he want to learn Pshat in the Mishnah that is talking about Matar Shchimira? So he says he doesn't think it fits in. Because the whole Mishnah is Mestama talking about the same person. The man says, Tnu Getzeli Yishtei Dereisha. He says, Tnu Shtah Shichur Zeli Abdi. So lo yitnu lehamisa, because ain't shtah lehamisa. Hashem can in the sefer, tnu mana lish plani emes, yitnu lehamisa. So the Gemara says, sometimes, Mishnais have later in Gittin, sometimes the man appoints a shliach for ksivas haget. I say, ksov get li ishti. I'm angry at my wife, write a get, and someday I'm going to use that get. So if you go and you write the get and you deliver the, and you deliver the get, I never authorize you to deliver the get, I only authorize you to write. You cannot write the get on your own. If you write a get on your own, even if you have in mind for this couple, that's called shaloi l'shmo. It's only called l'shmo when there's tzivui habal, when the husband authorizes the sefer to write the get on his behalf. But if the sefer decides on his own, he's going to write a get for every happily married couple in the neighborhood, and whenever anyone is interested in getting divorced, he'll just give them the get. Yeah, so then the Gemara says that's called shaloi l'shmo. That's no good. So if I authorize you, kiss will get li ishti, and you go ahead, not only did you do ksivis haget, you did mesivis haget, so on that I never authorize you, that's not good. However, sometimes, so what do I have to say? I have to say kisvu utenu get li ishti, I have to say both. Sometimes, in rare cases, even if I only said kisvu get li ishti, it's self-understood that I said kisvu utenu. What are those cases? So the Gemara is going to quote it. So the Gemara says, and the second line from the top, Rav Zvid, my time alone, like Rav Papa. Why doesn't Rav Zvid learn Pshat in the Mishnah like Rav Papa that it's talking about a Shchimer? I was up to know, it's out of the question. The Mishnah cannot possibly be talking about a Shchimer. I mean, my, how do you know? Mistam with the whole Mishnah, from the top to the bottom, all the cases are talking about the same person. The one case is Aget, and one case is Aget Shichru, and one case is $100. But it's all the same person. So if everything is talking about a Shchimer, Midiktani, it says in the Mishnah, the reason why you don't give the get time is the mace. The reason why you don't give the get, because ain't get lachamisa, ain't shtar lachamisa. But if he's still alive, because he said, tenu get liishti. That's what he authorized. He says, kiswa tenu get liishti. And time of the yom tenu, the only reason why you give the get if he would have still been alive is because he said, tenu, give it. What if he would only say kiswu? He wouldn't say tenu. Then he only authorized them to become shluchim to write, not to deliver the get. And if you would be talking about Ashchimer Amen, who's holding by the end, even if he would just say kisvu, that would be self understood that kisvu means kisvu tenu. He wouldn't have to specify tenu.
Why is he involved that there has to be consistency between the ration and the
right. Yeah. Taisus on Amud Aleph points out you can have cases where the Reisha and the Sefer are talking about two different kinyonim, not necessarily the same, but it sounds like it's talking about the same person. Taisus says the same person. If in the Sefer he's a Shchimera, then in the Reisha he's also a Shchimera. The kinyonim that he's using are different. We'll discuss that Taisus a little bit. We'll have to remember to get back to that. That's a good point. Are the cases all the same? And the Sefer it's talking about Maimon Shloshton. One shot was the Sefer. The last line is Maimon Shloshton. So in the Reisha it's also talking about Maimon Shloshton.
Impossible.
Is it impossible?
I guess.
Why?
That's the taste is not sure. What's the din? Would Maimon Shloshton work or not?
Would have been the
case. Let's say the husband wrote a get, or the husband had a Sefer writing the get, and he has the get, he gives it, you're my lawyer. So I say, you hold on to this get. If I get angry at my wife again, you're going to give me the get, I'm going to divorce my wife.
The wife is there?
Then the wife is there. And I say, I'm angry, he has the get, I want my wife to be kind of the get, but am I Mishloshnam? Hariat Mugureshis, goodbye. Would that be good or not? Would my Mishloshnam be good? It says,
L'yitnu le'achamisa. For what purpose do you need a Mishloshnam? If he's a Shaliyah, And he gives it the get. That's
he didn't
it.
Give it. He doesn't have it.
What do you need a mamishlof then? What does a mamishlof contribute?
He becomes Mugureshes before he even gives the get. He has the get at home. He has it in his office, in his law office, in the file. He has the get. So biyodai, biyoda means biyoda over here. What if I put it in her pocket? It's also good. Bishusa, bechatzer is also good. And the other yodai, chatzer minan, talmulam, and also mikam comes also good. So what are the two kinyanim that are good? Yad is good, and chatzer is good. And what if it's, let's say, a kinyan agav? Would a kinyan agav be good? Huh? Let's say the husband has the get in Australia. Husband is in New York. He has a get in Australia, and he wants to be megarish his wife, and he doesn't have gedul to wait till they're going to bring the get. So he says, "I'll makna to you a piece of karka to the wife, and agav the karka, you should be koine the get. Would agav be good?" So that's a machloikis Rashi and the other Rishonim in the beginning of which perek? Beginning of perek Hazayrek. That's the shayla. What's v'nosam? So v'nosam the yoda. Yoda means yad, and chatzir is also in this rabbi. V'nosam and the other yodam chatzir to sit shiva, whatever. He divorced her. He wanted to spare her from sitting shiva. No shiva, no shlosh. Okay, whatever. He had noble intentions. He had noble intentions. Why he wants to divorce his wife? L'shem shamay. So v'lehispik lemeis for law, and he didn't have an opportunity. Erev Shabbos, he didn't have a chance to give it again. So Friday night, give the get. Friday night, they megarish. If Mecca Chamemke, you're not allowed to be megarish. Then it comes Lamachar tomorrow morning, Takaf Layalma. Tomorrow morning, he gets very sick. He's holding by the end already. So the woman is going to be an aguna. If you're not going to give the get on Shabbos, he's going to die, and she's not going to have the chalitza. The brother is going to be a meshugan. He's going to give her a hard time. So the din is just like Divrei Shechem Akiksuv and Chim Sirin Dami. They made a takana de rabbanon. Garish b'Shabbos. Although normally the din is a megarish b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to give a get on Shabbos. But in such a situation, that she'll become an aguna, so we allow her to be megarish b'Shabbos. So that's what Tosis says over here. The Tosis tezelihi v'tiftach. The second Tosis. Tosis writes on a third line. V'afagapta b'tasef to the perek mishlun tanya a megarish b'Shabbos. Says on the side there is no such tasef to l'fanei nolei, so we don't have. Garish b'Shabbos. Although normally the din is a megarish b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to give a get on Shabbos. But in such a situation, that she'll become an aguna, so we allow her to be megarish b'Shabbos. So that's what Tosis says over here. The Tosis tezelihi v'tiftach. The second Tosis. Tosis writes on a third line. V'afagapta b'tasef to the perek mishlun tanya megarish b'Shabbos. Says on the side, there is no such tasef to l'fanei nolei, so we don't have such a tasef to b'tasis. Shohra quotes this asik, whether there is such a din or there isn't such a din. Is the taka such a din? You're not allowed to give a get on Shabbos. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. It sounds like they prepared the get on Erev Shabbos, didn't have a chance to give it on Friday afternoon, then it became Shabbos, Lil Shabbos. They give it on Friday night. No, you're not allowed to give the get on Shabbos, because Mecha Chamemka, Gzeir Hashem Yichto. That's what Tosis quotes, Emigar Shem Shabbos. But l'mocha, tomorrow morning, talk up Le'alma. He got so sick. She's going to become an aguna if you're not going to give the get. So Tosis says, even though it says in a tasef tei megarish b'Shabbos, but b'shchimera hikilu, the little people come yovam, the bakamigun, then you make them. So that was the story in the Gemara. So lemochar tomorrow morning, tokaf leyama, he got very sick, and they realized they're holding by nila. Also lekami the rabbi, they asked the shayla of rabbi, what should we do? Amalahu, so rabbi get paskin zilu imrele lekani nahalala who duchta the yosef bei gita. let the wife go make a kinyan chazaka on Shabbos. Normally, you're not about to make mekach a memka on Shabbos, turn it on karka. But b'mokam igun, b'mokam shchimer, you have no brera. So let her be kind of the karka, and with the kinyan on the karka, she'll become a gureshes. What does the karka got to do with the get? So Rashi learns with agav. The techad v'tiftach, she should lock the door. Techad means to lock the door, tizgar. The tiftach, she should open the door. So by locking and opening the door, that's a kinyan chazaka. And then Rashi says, Usnan, here's the Rashi, right smack in the middle of the Amud, Usnan, Nechasim Sheinu Machrayis, Niktam Nechasim Sheinu Machrayis, Dikesef Bishtaru Bechazaka, that's kinyan agav. Right in the middle of the Amud, Hare Dibra Masma Harezu Chazaka. So Rashi learns that it's a kinyan agav. So Rashi holds that not only is Yad good, but also the other state that kinyan Yad is good for get. Which other kinyanim are good for get? So Chatzar is good, that's what it says. Venasan, Eli Eliyada, that's what the Gemara has on Ein Zayin Amid Aleph, right after the Mishnah. We know, Anemili, how do you know that he can put the get in the Chatzar of the wife? The Tana Rabbanan, right after the Mishnah. The Tana Rabbanan, we have a Bryson. Venasan, Eliyada, Eli Eliyada. Maybe it's only good if he puts the get, the Yadavisha. How do you know Chatzar Aminai, and how do you know if he puts in the Harishu's Tamban? Venasan, we call him you don't have to have Dafke Yad, Chatzar is also good. And what about other Kinyonim? So Rashi says Kinyan Agav is also good. Kinyan Agav is also good. And the Ran disagrees with Rashi. The Ran off on earth, on Ayin Zayin and Beis. The Ran on the Rif says, whoever heard Agav, you need a Pasuk every step of the way. Yad is a Pasuk. Chotzer is a Ribuy from a Pasuk. Where do you come off to say that Agav is good? So he says, no, the Maisa Shoy was like this. The get was in that house. The get was in that house. And the husband is makna that house to the wife. Husband is laying on his deathbed. Tells the wife, go lock the door, open the door, be kind of the house with the kinyan chazaka. Then she'll be kind of the house. The get is in the chotzer. So that's chotzer chatzera. Chotzer is good, but shar kinyanim are no good.
I always thought agav is the same thing as a chotzer. Mm-hmm. Why should it be the same?
No, agav is good even if I'm makna this karka and the metatlam is in Australia. You don't need tzivurim. The Gemara says, loy beinim tzivurim. That's a Gemara kiddushin in the first pair. If the metatlam are on this karka, then you kind of with the kinyan chotzer, then you don't need agav. Agav is, even though it's not, the Gemara has a sofik, where the agav only works when it's tzivur, and afilo ain't a tzivur in besoichon. And the maskan is, no, you don't need tzivur. If it's tzivur and it's the kinyan chotzer, it's not on the kinyan.
The question would be, is the get considered the house, is she being makna? Is she says in the get itself, or what's contained in the get, and what's contained in the get is the deal?
The text of the get, but the way to be kind of the way that it's called Nesinas Haget is by Haknoas Aniyar. By Haknoas Aniyar. So the Shaila is like this. According to the Ran, that the only kinyonim that are valid are Yad and Chotzer, and that's all. No other kinyonim are good. That's all it says in the Chumash. Yad and Chotzer, nothing else is good. So of course, my Mishloshtim will not be good by get. Of course, my Mishloshtim is no good. There's nothing to discuss. Hilchzebeleitan doesn't even have a mahalach, just hefke bezn hefke. They declared that, let's say I wrote a get and I leave it on the table, and bezn is going to come and declare hefke bezn hefke. This get now belongs to your wife. So that's called the venasam biyoda. I asked the bezn they should do it for me. Please, I asked them, please make me a hefke bezn. I'm so schwach, I'm so weak. There's no one here to serve as a shliach. I can't pick up the get. I can't walk. I can't do anything. Do me a favor, be makna with hefke bezn hefke. The get should belong to the wife. So you'll say Hefke Bez Nefke, will that accomplish the trick? So according to the Ran, there's nothing to discuss. The Ran says the only two kinyonim that are acceptable by get are Yad and Chatz, and no other kinyonim work. But once you hold it ready like Rashi, the Rashi says kinyon agav works. Kinyon agav works. And then there's a Tosfos earlier says Hagbo works. Rabbi Kivega says against Tosfos. See, that's a Shaila Halacha Maaseh comes up all the time. Let's say they write a get usually on a long piece of paper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Long piece of paper like this. And then they fold it up like this. Sure. Then they fold it up like this. Fold it up like this. But how big is the woman's hand? So the husband puts the get into the other isha. It's not sticking out like this. The bezin always tells the isha, hold your two hands together, because you're only going to hold one hand. She'll probably grab the get, like a diploma. She'll grab it. So they say, hold your hands cupped like this, and then the husband drops it in. Right. So when the husband gives the get, part of the get is going to be sticking out over here. So Rabbi Kivega says like this. He quotes in the Sivas, the part of the get that tachas yodo mamish, that's under her hand, that's yad. The part of the get that's sticking up directly above the yad, let's say the whole get is like this. If the whole get is like this and it's in her hand, that's mamish benasam biyada, that's kinyaya. If the get is sticking up like this, so the bottom part of the get is yad, the top part of the get is avir yad. Just like there's a din of chotzer, if I put something in your backyard, it's chotzer. And if it's sticking up like this, it's avir chotzer. So the chotzer is kind of avir, the avir above the chotzer is kind of. So avir yad is also kind of. But if the get is sticking out over here, usually it's a bulky get, usually it's a big thing, the part of the get is sticking out on the side. The Rebbe Kvega says the part of the get that's not the yoda, and it's not directly above yoda, but it's sticking out, protruding on the side, that's not avir yoda. So he says that's hagbah. So Rebbe Kvega says hagbah is no good. He says hagbah is no good. He says the Ran holds that only yad and avir yad and chotzer and avir chotzer. Avir yad is directly above and avir chotzer is directly above. Whatever sticks out on the side, that's hagbah. So true, there is a thesis that says the Feirish, Hagbah is good by get, but the Kerege has a Yerushalmi, and he has this Ran, and he says, Shailan Adin Daraisa, what are the Kinyanim are good? So he says, you shouldn't be Megarish like that. You're not allowed to give a get. Nobody, I was going to say, nobody does that. I can't say nobody. 99.99% of the Masadri Gitin are not Nedaktek like Rabbi Kerege to fold it up. My father told me, Ramosha Soloveitchik was Nachman like that, like Rabbi Kerege. Okay. Nachman like Rabbi Kerege. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was machmel like Rabbi Kevegi. My father said, remember, he was machmel like Rabbi Kevegi. But they say, Rav Chaim, a member of Soloveitchik, once said, B'shem Rav Chaim, about Rabbi Kevegi, the Rabbi Kevegi came on this Kitrach Ken Krumisvar. Rabbi Kevegi is like Kurdish Kadosh. Came on this Kitrach Ken Krumisvar. So they were choshish for Rabbi Kevegi's Chum, but no one else is choshish for that. Everybody gives a get that is sticking out on the side. The Rabbi Kevegi says, you're not allowed to do that, and you have to pass lo legidin. Aye, we had the Gemara, we discussed it. Gemara says, Nimtzat Motzi Laz Al Gitna Rishayim. So he says, what do you mean? You have to be Motzi Laz. They're all Mamzerim, the whole Gitna no good, Rabbi Kevege says. Tak Takanish, what do you mean? You shouldn't be Motzi Laz. Amitzvah Lahotzi Laz, all the Gitna no good. That's what he says, all the Gitna no good. So that's the Machlokes that we're talking about. Which Kinyonim are good for Gerishim? So according to Rabbi Kevege's Yerushalmi and his Ran, so the only two Kinyonim in the whole wide world that are good are Yad and Chotzer, no other Kinyonim are good. But the point to Taisvis and the Minig Olam is that you do allow even more Kinyan. Mirashi even holds a Kinyan Agav is good. Gor. Kinyan Agav is good. So the Shaila is, what about a Maim Shloshton? What about a Maim Shloshton? The husband wrote a get and he gives it to his lawyer. The lawyer has it in the office in the file. And then the husband sees the wife and he says, okay, I'm going to divorce you now. A Maim Shloshton. I'm makna the paper to you with a Maim Shloshton. So the wife is taking kind of the paper of the get with a Maim Shloshton. Is that called a Nesina on the Tochen of the get also? Like you said, it's a hakno on the paper. It's a hakno on the paper. But maybe they're only mistaken my mishlosh and hakno on the paper, but maybe it's not called a Nesina on the Tochen, on the text of the get. So that's the Shaila. How do you read the Mishnah again? Yud Gimel. Do you read the whole Mishnah goes my mishlosh then? The way we learned. To say for the last line of the Mishnah goes my mishlosh, if you say goes bebori. We have two pshat in the last line. Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. Rav Papa says it goes b'shchid mirad, the last line of the mission. Rav Zvid says it goes b'bari. It goes b'bari is going maim shloshtan. So that's the contrast in the Mishnah. Maim shloshtan only works on mammon, money, $100. Money is $100. Maim shloshtan only works on kish, karka. Maim shloshtan only works on pikadon, on halvoy. But in the Reisha, the Mishnah means to say that maim shloshtan doesn't work. And again, that's what it means. Taisus wants to know, is that what it means? The Reish is also talking about Mishloshtan, and that's what the Mishnah tells me, that my Mishloshtan doesn't work on get. So Taisus is not sure whether that's what the Mishnah is driving at.
Didn't you say that the Mishloshtan is between
Rabbanan? Yes. That's a good question. There is a Mishnah later. If the husband and the wife are looking at each other in the middle of the street, and the husband throws the get in front of his wife, Tercht al Ramis, to the front of the wife, so the Mishnah says that Tercht al Ramis is Megureshes. Even though she didn't pick it up. So what kind of a Kenyan is Dal Ramis? So there's a Gemara in the first Perek in Bav Metzia that Dal Ramis is kind of the Rabbanon. So most of the Rishonim learned that Dal Ramis is kind of by the get also the Rabbanon. So the Eska Kasha is only the Rabbanon. How can it be good for Gerushim? So they give explanations, the whole Machlokes of Rishonim, why it's good, but they assume that it's good. The only one who disagrees is the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid, you can always rely on the Tosfos Rid to give you something colorful. So the Tosfos Rid says, in Yeshivas, when I want to say a Shtikl Torah, when a Bruch has to say a Chabur, so he looks in the Tosfos Rid, Hata Shaina Habur, because he always has Peladik Azach. Either the Tesis read or the Mabit and the Kiriya Sefer. These are the two who always have wild things. Always something unusual to speak about there. So the Tesis read says, we usually have a cloud called the Tikra Abon came the Raisa Tikra. The Chacham always pattern the Takonis after something the Raisa. So where did they invent a Kenyan Bal Ramas from? In the first paragraph, we see, where did it come from? That if the Metziya is, I'm walking in the street and there's a Dovashal Hefkin, it's Tech Lalan, I'm kind of. Came the Raisa of what? So he says, no, by the get, that's the Raisa. The Alaram is by the get, that's the Raisa. Where's the Pasuk of the Raisa? Where's the Pasuk? There's no Pasuk. Where's the Raisa? Halacha Moshe Messina. The Gemara never said it's Halacha Moshe Messina. By inference, he figured it out. It has to be. Because the Dalaram is by Mitzia is clearly only Midirabona. The Gemara says, Kech de la Leisa Lin Suye. They shouldn't have fighting. Shouldn't come to Machleik. So the Dalaram is by the Mitzia that Yikain is only Midirabona. But it has to be a Kain de Raisa of something. So it must be Kain de Raisa by Get. You can't say Dalaram is by Get is the Rabbana. Whoever heard a woman should be an Ekis Ishman Atur and a Get to Midirabona. Enkach lak Dalaram Atur Kumbi Asay. So the Tesis Rit says that and Klor that the Dalaram is by the Get is the Raisa. Dalaram is by the Mitzia is the Kain de Raisa. This is the Tesis Rit in Bob Mitzia. And the first person in Bob Mitzia he says like that. So he says the Dalaram is by the get is a Kenyan deraisa. Where deraisa, you have to have a pasuk. So he says no, it's halacha l'moshe Messina. You don't have to have a pasuk. It's halacha l'moshe Messina. But the other rishonim do not learn like the Tesis read. They all say, huh?
No,
Reb Kivega holds some Dalaramis. That's a gemara. Yeah. So what does he do with Dalaramis? So many rishonim say Dalaramis is chotzer. Once they made hefke bez nehefke, the Dalaramis belongs to you. We treated midirabbanan as if the Dalaramis in the street belongs to the wife. So it's like a kinya chotzer. So it's a baita chotzer. Hefke bez nehefke works min atayra. So now she's kind of with a chotzer min atayra.
What is sticking out from the Dalaramis?
What's sticking out should be with Tom David Amis.
Maybe because he doesn't mean to give it like that.
Probably. I don't know. I don't know. Is it good hair? I don't know.
It's Beyodo.
Yeah, but not all the
hymns. Now he's asking, the part of the get that's sticking out, let it be good with Tom David Amis.
Have both kinyonim.
No, David Amis, you can make a problem that David Amis is only good with David Amis on the ground. Huh? David Amis on the ground is going to be Tom Chotzer. I don't know. You have to think it up, but he holds that it doesn't work. There's a question why. It's a good question, but he holds that not.
Can you have two kinyonim? One with Tom Yoder and one with Tom David Amis?
Same time.
At the same time?
Okay.
Why not? I mean, half the get is half the get is Yoda. And half the get is going to be Dalaramas.
So can you split it?
I don't know. I imagine that probably the king of Dalaramas doesn't apply here at all. You have to go through the klolim of the Dalaramas. I imagine the pshat is that it doesn't work at all over here. So Nachamal, that's the shaila that Tesis raises. When you have a Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that makes a contrast. The husband gives instructions, give this get to my wife, or he says, give the shtar shichet to the Evkanani, and he dies before the shlich delivers the get, so it says that it's no good. But if he says, give $100 to Pliny, and he dies before they give it, then you leave it, then you have to give it to Pliny. Why? So if you say pshat, and it's safe, is that it's mita bebari, and it's b'mayim shloshton. So how do you read pshat in the ratio? The same thing, but it's also mayim shloshton. And the chiddush of the ratio is that mayim shloshton doesn't work by get, and mayim shloshton doesn't work by shtar shichur. Is that what it means? Well, no, the ratio is not nothing to do with Maimon Shloshtan. The contrast only is
new.
The contrast is that here Yitnu Lachamis and here Lo Yitnu Lachamis. The ratio is not talking that he meant to give it a day Maimon Shloshtan. The ratio isn't saying a word one way or the other. Whether Maimon Shloshtan would, maybe Maimon Shloshtan would be good by get. So the Tosfos raises the issue. They're not sure. Tosfos is not sure. The Pashtus, the noted to say that Maimon Shloshtan does not work. The Tosfos Dima Maschel Tenu on Amud Aleph. It's a little bit of a tongue twister. The Tosfos has it here Tenu on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and the same Tosfos appears in Bava Basra, more Bahar Chove, more complicated, more Bahar Chove, more complicated, longer and a little more complicated. The Tosfos is not sure. Maybe Maimon Shloshtan is good by all other stories except for Get and Shtar Shichur. Maybe it's not good by any stories. Maybe it's even good by Get. Three possibilities, all the three possibilities. So that's a discussion of Tosfos. How far do you go with the Maimon Shloshtan? Okay. But Tosfos says you don't necessarily have to say the whole Mishnah is Maimon Shloshtan. The Gemara assumes that if the Seif is a Shchid Meirah, then the Reish is also a Shchid Meirah. It has to be talking about the same person, but it doesn't have to necessarily be talking about the same Kenyan. That's what Tosis points out. That's the last line in the Tosis, Tanu Manan Leplaini, and Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. They say, you see from the Gemara that if the Sefer, Afagab de Gemara, Muchach, Mereisha, the Sefer Ari Bibari, Alma Boy, the Levi Sefer, Dumya de Reisha, it has to be talking about the same case, otherwise, no contrast. So he says, no, it has to be Bechad Gavri, the same person. Abel Mekomaka doesn't have to be talking about the same Kenyan. Laboy Lashvino Legami, the Gemara didn't mean to equate the Reisha and the Sefer totally. You don't necessarily have to say that they're both talking about Maim Shloshan, all the three cases are talking about Maim Shloshan. Say the Sefer is Maimon Shloshan, Reisha is not Maimon Shloshan. What would it then be if you would make Maimon Shloshan? Don't know. Maybe it is good, maybe it's no good. All the different possibilities. Maybe it's no good by any star, maybe it's good by all stars, maybe it's no good by get, and it is good by story mom. They're not sure. Okay. So again, so the Gemara has an Omid base. Rav Zvid has an argument on the second line from the top. Rav Zvid says on Yud Gimel base, you cannot learn Pshat like Rav Papa. That this Mishnah and Yud Gimel Amanaf is talking about Shchid Meira can't be. Because in the Reish it says, gives instructions, Tenu get li ishti, you can't give the get lachamis. If the husband is still alive, then you do give the get. Husband died already, you don't give the get. Because then get lachamis. But if the husband is still alive, then when you would give the get. And, but it sounds from the Mishnah, you would only give the get if he said the Nusach, Tenu get li ishti. If he just says, Kisvu get li ishti. So kisvu is kisvu. Kisvu means only write the get, don't give the get. So the Rav Zvid Tain is, as Zvid Tain is, but if you're talking about a Shchid Meira, the din should be kisvu. That even if he only said kisvu, the man is holding by the end. He's sick now, he's on his deathbed. If he says kisvu, what did he mean? Write a get and I'll think about it. Obviously, he wants to lay the cloth, he wants to take care of the whole thing now. So then it would be kisvu tenu. So in the fact that the Mishnah uses the tzivui tenu get lishti, you see you're not talking about a Shchid Meira. If you would be talking about a Shchid Meira, Reb Shimon Shizuri says, they dug up a Tana. Reb Shimon Shizuri Agizok, so the Gemara says, and who says the Tana has to hold like Reb Shimon Shizuri? Yeah. They dug up Reb Shimon Shizuri makes a statement that a Shchid Meira, who says kisvu, assume that he meant kisvu tenu. What did he mean? Kisvu, and we're going to pickle the get, we're going to put it away. We're going to put it away. He's holding by the end of it. So that's what he says. Time of the Amatenu, hello Amatenu, ain't nice to know. Shchemin Afakab Deloy Amatenu knows, and by Shchem Meira, even if he only says Kisru, he would also give the get. This Nan, we have a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah in Tvul Yom? It says, this Nan. But Rishayin Ohayomrin, there was a development over a generation. So there's a Mishnah Rishayin and a Mishnah Achrena. Mishnah Rishayin means what was the original Psak, what was the Psak HaMakubal Beinat Tanayim at one period in history. And later generations, they changed the psak a little bit because they realized that the umdina is a little different from what they thought originally. But Rishana Hayyamim, originally they used to say like this, Hayyaytze b'kailar, when the Romans would arrest someone, they would put a collar, like today they put handcuffs, so then they would put a collar around his neck and he wouldn't be able to, with a chain, with Mustama ball, you know, to hold him down, that he shouldn't run away. So Hayyaytze b'kailar, you can kiss him goodbye. They're going to execute him. So as the police, as the army is taking him away, he screams out, oh, Gival, Kisru get lishti. And he didn't say Kisru tenu. Obviously, that's when he meant Kisru tenu. They're taking him away, they're going to kill him. They're going to put him, not coming back. So obviously, when he said Kisru, he meant Kisru tenu. So HaBerishayna HaYama, originally, the only kula that they had was Hayetze de Kaila. When they take him away, the Yama Kisru get lishti screams out, write a get for my wife, even though he never said give it. So itself understood, Harela Yichtav of Yitna. That was the original Psalm. Later generation, they broadened out this din, because we're Loima, later they added on and they said, Afam Mefarish, the Hayyotzi Bishayara, the same Kula applies if the man is Mefarish Layam, or is Yotzi Bishayara Lamidbar, he's going on a long, long trip, he never knows when he's going to, if he'll ever come back. He's gone with Columbus to go discover India. He's gone on a trip a few years around the world, whatever. He doesn't know if he'll ever come back, when he's going to come back. And he says, Kisvu get lishti. What do you mean, Kisvu get? He's leaving. So obviously he meant Kisvu to get lishti. So that's clear. And then Reb Shimon Shizuri added on, Av HaMesukon, even a person who's a Shchid Meira, Nishken Goy says, even a Shchid Meira also, we assume that when he said Kisvu, that's what he meant, Kisvu to.
It's because when you go to Mechumbi.
Yeah.
It's a tonight.
What do you mean, is it the same thing? No, that's when the husband gives the get, he gives the get to Allah tonight. Here the husband is leaving and he tells them. Yeah. I mean, when the that's husband is, they take him away to the army, and he says, Kisu get lish, and he never said tenu. Yeah. It means it will also be included. Yeah, it will also be included, Mr. Tam. He's leaving and he doesn't know when he's going to come back, if he's ever going to come back. But the gemen, Kisu tenu. Right.
But if he comes back and she is divorced in the meantime, yeah.
He has to be Mekadosh again, and then Mekadosh again. That's a machlokes of Rishonim in the first perek in Ksubis. The Gemara has on Daf Tes. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'yetzel mechames beit David get krisus ha'yikasev li'ishta." The Gemara, huh? So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. So some Rishonim say there was no Tanai. The Ritva says there was no Tanai. By Batsheva, yes. So some Rishonim say that there was no Tanai. Other Rishonim say there was, and they argue what the Tanai was, what the practice was. A Kohen has no choice. A Kohen has to give the get Allah tonight. If the Kohen is going to give the get stam, then when he comes back from the army, he won't be able to marry her. So he has no barrier. He has to give the get stam. He has to give the get Allah tonight. But all other soldiers who go to the army, so the proper practice is that they should give a get stam, not give the get Allah tonight. For different, Bizman is there for a different reason why. In Eben Ezra and Shulchan Aruch, the tour, in Eben Ezra, quotes from Abena Peretz. That is manazeh, the meaning is that you never give a get Allah tonight. Because the hilchas tonight are complicated, so we don't want to lozah harayin and shailas and machlekis, and whether we were menaseach the tonight properly, you have to have a tonight kofel with a henkad malav, tonight kodim lamaisa. And there are different opinions, how you're supposed to word it. So rather than start getting involved in shailas, so the Rabbeinu Peretz recommends you should always give a get stam without a tonight. Even if you don't hold like those rishonim, who said that Kol Yotzel Mechemes Beis David gave a get stam. Even if you hold over there, like the Rishonim gave all the time, but Bizman Hazeh, we don't want to get involved in time. Unless it's a Kohen is going to the Yom, Hatanish Ken Breir, he's going to give a get stam, he's going to come back, he won't be able to remarry his wife. So you don't want to ask him, Alishta, because of a Chumra, because the Rabbanim are afraid to get involved in it tonight. So if it's a Kohen, so you give a get Allah tonight. But if it's not a Kohen, so our minig is that you give a get stam. So that's what the Gemara's Hechrich was. Rav Zvid made a Hechrich. The Mishnah cannot be talking about a Shchimirak, because then why does it say Tenu? It should just say Kisvu, and Kisvu is the equivalent of Tenu. So the Gemara says, Maskef la Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi got excited. He asked Akasha and Rav Zvitz Kasha, who says you have to hold? Everybody has to tzitta from Rav Shimon Shizuri. But the Gezok, Rav Shimon Shizuri said, the other Tanai maybe disagree with Rav Shimon Shizuri. That's what he argues. Uman name lan Maskef Rav Shimon Shizuri. He bilma Rabban and he. Maybe the Mishnah goes like the other Tanaim who do not agree with Reb Shimon Shizuri. Usually the Gemara says there in Menachos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes Reb Shimon Shizuri is hardly ever quoted. The Gemara gives you Agansa Bekiyas, four or five places where he's quoted, and that's all. And then the Gemara says, I think the Gemara says there, we always pass like Reb Shimon Shizuri. And the four or five places where he's quoted, we always pass like. So Mistama, that's what Rav Zvid meant. We paskin like Rav Shimon Shizuri. So what are you going to have a Mishnah against Rav Shimon Shizuri? And Rav Ashi says, Bezot. Why can't you have a Mishnah against Rav? At the time of the Tanoim, the majority of Tanoim didn't agree with Rav Shimon Shizuri. So why can't you have a Mishnah against? Maybe Halacha Lemaisa, you want a paskin like him. Dilma Rabbanah, maybe the Mishnah goes like the Rabbanah. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Are you the Kailar? No, it's an umdina that that's what he meant. Even though he only said kiss, but he meant kiss for tenum. It's a matter of the whole issue, is only a matter of umdina. What did he mean? If he meant kiss for tenum, even though he never said it, it's acceptable.
The question of the Gemara was, the Gemara trying to answer it now, saying that since didn't say because of the Shkimir Rock, it's a kiss for tenum.
Yeah.
The question comes along and says, Ten get Zeh.
Yeah.
Get his banner ready.
Yeah.
Comes along Rav, and Rav says, I'll tell you what, the story is, I have Kesef, we're stumming it to the gap, which is here, which is Menachem Karen's office.
Yeah.
Come to the shop and says, what does that mean, Yishkei Meir Afor? Right? So the Gemara answered already when it said right away, because we're Chashish for Kfura.
Monokavu,
so there's no Shaila anymore. The Gemara's Teretz, not Teretz now, we just gave.
No, Rav commented on the Mishnah, on the last line of the Mishnah, that the only time you give them money, even Lachamisa, is only if he said, Tenu Mona Zeh. But if he didn't say Tenu Mona Zeh, then you have to be concerned, maybe he intended a specific money that we don't even know where it is.
Mom's Torah now is coming along and saying,
If you're talking about a Shchid Meira, so the first line in the Mishnah.
He's going, he's
there. Rashi, that's where Rashi and Tosfos crossed out the word there. Right, they crossed out the word there. That it should not say there. Right, the get wasn't even written yet. Right, other rabbi, you see from this Gemara that the get was not written yet. You're right, you see from this Gemara the get was not written.
That's what
often.
Why? Because
the Gemara says, why does it say Tanu? Let it say Kisu. Or in Kisu, it's already written. So you see, Mefurish from the Gemara the get was not written. That's what he pointed out. Good, no? That's the favorite, like Rashi and Tosfos in the Rosh said on the mission. Get was not written yet. And today said right before the Shira Sayam, the pasuk says by Amidam Hashem of Moshe Abdoi, Oz Yoshir. So the Medrash comments about the greatness of the Midah Emuna, that Nikoyach Emuna, people come to recite Shira, which is such a wonderful Madrega. What exactly does Emuna mean, and how do you read Pshat in the pasuk by Amidam Hashem over Moshe Abdoi? Emuna, the Rabbanu Shlomo, you understand. What do you mean Moshe Abdoi? Moshe Abdoi is standing in front of him. What does that mean? They believed that what? That Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNeviim? Where? What happened now that they should believe he's the Adon HaNeviim? What they saw now, Shechinah Medaberes Mitochrona, what does that mean? So remember when we learned in Yeshiva, the Rebbe said Pshat in the Pasuk, Vayaminu Bashem, just like they saw Moshe Rabbeinu standing in front of them. Yeah. That was Mamish Yediyah, Yediyah Vadois. So they had Emunah and the Rabbeinu Shalom in the same way. A lot of times people have information stored in the back of their heads that's latent knowledge. They're not conscious of it. It's stored away in the subconscious. So that's what the mitzvah of Emunah means, always to be aware of the existence of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, just like they see Moshe Rabbeinu standing in front of them. So they had Emunah in Hashem to the same degree that they saw Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how the Baal HaTanya explains on the first page, and the Sefer explains the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, I think, that David HaMelech tells Shlomo, I think, Da'as Elokei Avicha. Where's that pasuk? I think it's in Divrei Hayamim. Da'as Elokei Avicha. So what does it mean, Da? And the Rambam writes, Mitzvah says, Leida, Shiyeshan Bori Manig. In the Yarach HaZakh, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah says, Leida, to have Yedias Hashem. And the Sefer HaMitzvah, which was written in Arabic, so they translated it, Mitzvah says, Lahamin. So the, I don't know any Arabic, so the translators have a whole tilkel whether that's correct or not. Should it say differently from the Yarach HaZakh, and Yarach HaZakh wrote Mitzvah Sesa Leida. What is the meaning of Mitzvah Sesa Leida? Isn't it a mitzvah to have a munah? What does it mean, Leida? So the Baal HaTanya says, based on the pasuk in Bereishis, Vayeda Ha'adam Ischava Yishta. What does it mean, Ha'adam Yoda Ischava Yishta? What does it mean, Yoda? It means Hischabrus. It means Tashmish. It means Hischabrus. So Das Elokei Avicha, when you speak about Das means that the point of information is not stored away somewhere in the person's mind. He had latent knowledge in the subconscious. He has such a hischabris with this piece of information that it's always in the front of his mind. He's always thinking about this. So that's the set Shira, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Medrash says over here, oh, this Shira, this was Gevaldik. Once they had Emunah, they said Shira. So the Mefarshim asks, what do you mean? They said Shira before also, Zapasik and Yishai. So the answer is no, this was at a higher level of a Shira, because they had more Emunah now. They had this Madrega of Emunah that it was like Moshe Ben Mamish, it was in front of their eyes. That's supposed to have that Madrega.